and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore, substituting for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. A call from Bob in Kansas, I think, was very insightful. I've been trying to access these stories on Drudge about these deer hunters being killed up there. And for some reason, I haven't been able to make the Internet connection. Now, I don't know what happened at that incident where all these men were shot to death. However, I do know about mountain yards. And let me tell you about the mountain yards. These people, when we first came in contact with them, were a genuine, bona fide Stone Age people. They had no written language. They did not live in what we would consider or call permanent housing. They had a, what you might call a slash and burn economy, where they would move into a area like a little valley, build their longhouses, and stay there, live there for a year, maybe two, until they depleted the resources around there and became in such a manner that they could not support themselves by gathering and whatever was available to eat. And they would pick up their pigs and their children and move into the next valley and build new longhouses and start all over again. These people did not even have a word in their language for money. Now, if you can imagine that, a culture, an entire people who did not even have a word for money. The concept of owning land, and this man was, or the first thing you hear was he was a trespasser. He was a deer hunting, and he was trespassing. The concept of owning land is something that's not part of their culture either. Very similar to the Native Americans and the way they felt about land. The entire concept of owning land is a West European developed sense that this can be done. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out as more facts come to light. The language barrier, I don't know how well this man could speak English, what his understanding of English was, if it was fairly good, if it was fairly marginal. That could have been the source of the original confrontation coming down the way it went down. Now, to change topics a bit, Bob was talking about, and I agree with him, the threat posed by immigration from Russian and Chinese and East Europeans into this country. The threat that some of these millions of people could not be what they appear to be. Most of these immigrants, of course, they're here to get a better life for themselves and their family, get employment, and get a better education. That's why most of them are here. However, the possibility certainly exists, and I believe it's certainly true, that thousands of these people could be here for other means, other reasons, those reasons being to be lying in wait, waiting for the moment when they get their signal to act, become activated and do whatever their assignment was. I know many people in the Patriot community, they have been talking for years what they're going to do when they see the blue-helmeted Russians coming down the street. Well, here's what they're going to look like. They're going to have American uniforms, no blue helmets, and they'll be speaking perfect English because they started teaching them English when they were 5 years old. That's the way Spetsnaz is trained, to speak English with the neutral Nebraska accent. We have another break coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You folks on hold, hold on. We're going to get right to your calls.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore, substituting for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. And we've got Bob from Texas. Bob, are you there?
I'm here, John.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, I wanted to kind of tag team with Davey from Texas just for a minute.
Please do.
You know, when we take a look, we just celebrated the 41st anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
And I think that there's a preponderance of evidence that old man Bush was up to his eyeballs in it, along with some of the other Operation 40 and anti-Cuban people like Porter Goss. And if we take a look at D.C. today, what we have is a Bolshevik and a Nazi regime sitting there running this country, and they are not for us. And just like a previous caller said, they've got us spread out all over the world. They got us tied down in Iraq, getting ready to go to Iran. And we need,
Let me tell you how bad it is, Bob. Now, are you a military man yourself, paramilitary?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of civilians don't know this, but everyone in the military is not a combat troop. In the U.S. Army, we got about 20% combat troops. Navy's about 20%. Air Force is maybe 5%. And the Marine Corps is just the opposite. They got about 80% combat. Bottom line, Bob, you could take all the combat troops from all four services, put them into a large, like the Rose Bowl football stadium, 80,000 seat stadium, Bob, and have seats left over. That's how few combat troops there are in this country as we speak on November the 23rd, 2004.
You know, I'm 54 years old, and I do a lot of research. And I couldn't stomach Bill Clinton. But at least Bill Clinton wasn't absolutely reckless with the country. And I don't think any of those puppets are dancing by themselves. I think somebody else pulls their strings.
No, it's a team effort. And to, like John Ashcroft, for example, people get real angry with John Ashcroft. He's just carrying the water. There's no original words, no original deeds coming out of John Ashcroft. That's company policy. And he was just the guy signing the papers is all he was.
Well, you know, John, you said you were in intelligence.
Yes, sir.
We've got the National Security Advisor walking into the National Archives, pilfering 540 pages of documents, and he's not under arrest. You know, I never, like I said, I never could stomach Clinton, but I would never call for a coup. But I would call for a coup for this regime. This regime needs to be locked up.
Well, they were both bad and both evil for their own purposes. I could tell you some things about the Clintons that would make your hair stand up on the back of your neck.
Well, I think that the United States military is being outsourced by the Israelis. And, you know, that's another thing that really galls me, because the State of Israel is a complete fraud. Has been from day one. There isn't one legitimate ethnic Jew living there. They all came from Eastern Europe, and they have no business being there. But we co-signed that deal, and we put that into it.
Well, here's what the ethnic Jews are doing now that you brought this up. First of all, and I didn't understand this. I had to do my own homework. The ethnic Jews refuse to be part of the Israeli military. The Hasidic ethnic Jews, the ones that are carrying Moses and David's DNA, they refuse to be part of the Israeli military. There's an ethnic Jew up in New York City, a rabbi, who leads a protest pretty much on a weekly basis, protesting Israel even existing.
Well, he's right. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think there's any of them that do have Moses' DNA.
Well, they're not running the place. They're still there. They've been there ever since day one.
You know,
they're not running the show, Bob, and that's the bottom line.
Well, John, you're aware of the Khazarian kingdom, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, that's where these people came out of.
That's
and
right.
They end up in Kiev. They end up in Bavaria.
Right.
And it looks to me like it's the same bunch of thugs that made up the Nazis and made up the Zionists. They're all the same. It's the same team. And we're getting tag team, good cop, bad cop by these guys. Oh, don't call me a Jew. Don't be anti-Semitic. Well, BS, man. This country's going down. I've never seen this country in the condition that it is in today, where
it's in a lot worse shape than people might imagine.
Everything that could go bad has gone bad, and you know, something has to be done
about
it.
And it's by design. And it's by design. It is not just a natural progression.
Absolutely, I agree 100% with that. You know, aren't there people in intelligence? Aren't there people in the military today that could take a look at this and go, "Well, we've got to stop this."
There are, and I think there was at least one, possibly two, serious coup attempts against the Clinton administration, and those people all paid for that with their lives. And the people that are left, the great officers who are left, have learned to keep their mouth shut if they want to live. That's basically what it comes down to.
You think Admiral Borda was one of them?
I don't know if Borda was part of a coup attempt, but I do believe that he was assassinated. Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. Okay.
Absolutely. Bob, thank you for your call.
I appreciate your patience.
Thank you, sir. We have Maggie from Texas. Maggie, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Moore. I'm going to take this in a different direction for the
Please
moment.
Please do. You're the first lady caller this evening.
But I've been taking all this in, and I really admire your program and the callers. I'd like to return to what you talked about earlier about the imminent collapse of our currency and the relative stability of gold by comparison. Now, a lot of people have been led to invest, at least in a small way, in gold coin. And I am just wondering how you think that if it should come to the point where you have to take, you know, wheelbarrows full of bills to buy a loaf of bread, as has happened in some places, how is this gold bartering system going to be implemented among a culture that's really not accustomed to barter anymore, especially if it has to be
Well, here's what I've addressed this a number of times in the past, Maggie, and here's what I try to explain to people. Some 18-year-old at the local convenience store selling gasoline is not going to know what a silver dollar is when you present it to buy gasoline and its true value, and he or she simply won't have a clue. And there's different levels of societal development where you can conduct commerce in a normal manner using money, whether it be paper dollars or gold coins or silver coins. And there's a point when things get bad enough that you cannot conduct commerce anymore in a normal sense of the word. Now, barter is not what's going on when you exchange a gold coin for gold or for goods or services. That's not barter. That's a lot closer than what we got right now. Barter is where you're exchanging one good or service for another good or service. That's what barter really is. Gold and silver coins is really a step above that, where you're using something other than goods and services to trade for other goods and services. You're actually using a store of value in the form of a silver coin or a gold coin. That's what you're doing there.
Okay, I hear you. But will something emerge through the relative stability of these metals to the extent that little change houses might turn up where they can cut these into?
Here's what will happen. The market will always meet the demand. If there's a demand for what you're mentioning, little businesses that would engage in exchanging large gold coins for small gold coins, for example, those types of businesses will pop up. Of course they will. And people who are buying gold coins, I would suggest that most of them be small gold coins, because most transactions are going to be small transactions. You know, buying relatively small quantities of food, relatively small quantities of clothing, relatively small quantities of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't need a Krugerrand to buy a tank of gas.
Right. I think that's the attraction, possibly, of silver.
And silver is more easily found in smaller denominations. Absolutely, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a person would be wise to have a mixed portfolio or mixed bags of small and large denominations, depending on their wherewithal to buy these instruments.
Okay, well, thank you,
Maggie. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening. Bert from Ohio. What part of Ohio are you in, Bert? Oh, Phil's next. Okay. Phil from Florida.
Pensacola.
Yeah. Are you an aviator?
No.
You just live near all the flyboys, huh?
Yeah, I sure do. There's a bunch of them around, too.
All right.
Yeah. I guess you could take me back to elementary school on a couple of these questions, and then one I'd like to follow up on the lighter side. But, one, why are we in Iraq?
Because
two,
Congress, okay, go ahead.
And two, why do we hear nothing about Saddam Hussein, or virtually nothing about him?
Okay, first question first. We're in Iraq because the United States Congress authorized the executive branch to go in and look for and find and destroy nuclear weapons that were about to come into existence.
Okay.
That was the congressional authority. And I think most people with an IQ above 75 who've been awake the past year and a half know that that's a complete fabrication.
Sure. And it was when it was fabricated.
It was fabricated when Congress was being convinced by people giving testimony before these various committees that this is in fact what was going on, and evidence being presented to them, fabricated evidence. It was like these documents that were fabricated documents allegedly from a Nigeria about attempting to acquire yellow cake, which is a component used to make nuclear weapons.
I remember Colin Powell's sales attempts.
Absolutely.
You know, he really pushed it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, Saddam?
Yeah. This is the worst man since Hitler.
Right.
You know?
We got a couple of guys in between, like Joe Stalin and Mao Zedong, I think.
Yeah.
You want to hold on to the break here?
Sure.
Phil, okay. Well, hold on to the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is John Moore substituting for John Stapmiller on the National Intel Report. And we've got Phil from Pensacola holding over. Phil, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Now getting to your second question about this trial for Saddam Hussein. Now, for those who don't know, I may have missed my introduction here. I've been involved in serious criminal matters since 1973 as a defense investigator, investigating murders, many other crimes, many civil matters. Now, here's what would happen, Phil.
Yeah.
First of all, there'd have to be charges filed against Mr. Hussein. With a body that has authority to do so, which I would believe would be the International Criminal Court in Europe. About that same time, he would be arraigned in front of this body, have the charges read to him by this due authority that has the authority to do so. And at some point in there, Mr. Hussein would have a team of lawyers appointed to defend him. At that point, once the charges have been read and he has a team of attorneys, then something kicks in that our government doesn't want to have happen, and that's discovery, where the defendant, Mr. Hussein, would have the power of subpoena to subpoena American documents, American officials, to give testimony and to have these documents presented as evidence to defend him. That's what our government doesn't want. That's why this hasn't happened and why it may never happen. I can give you a real clear-cut example why. You keep hearing over and over again that Saddam, and they say this is why he was so evil, Saddam used poison gas on his own people, that being the Kurdish tribesmen up there in the northern part of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're not his own people. They're an ethnic group that they've hated each other. The Sunnis and the Kurds have hated each other for centuries, which is another matter altogether. What our government doesn't want to come out is where the poison gas came from. It came from us.
Oh, brother, yeah.
And even further than that, our ally, England, also used poison gas on the Kurds 80 years ago. How about that?
Yeah.
So,
okay, that reason why we're in Iraq seems to me like, you know, just one surface layer. That's the legal reason.
Well, that
why are we really in Iraq? What do we want in Iraq? Do we want their oil so somebody else can't have it?
They want control. I think one of the main things, and this is already starting to fall apart, about a year before the Iraq war, Saddam made the decision, keeping in mind the second largest known reserves of oil on the planet, made the decision to sell the oil and make it convertible into euros instead of dollars.
Oh, right, right, okay.
Now, that may have been a big enough reason right there because of the economic threat posed to our economy. Now, as it turns out, of course, that's already happening. Other countries, including Venezuela, Cuba, Russia, and China,
are going
that route right now.
Yeah.
They're going into the euro route instead of the dollar route to make it their reserve currency of choice.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, one last one.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned this 100-yard dash, that you're a sprinter the other
yes,
day.
Sir. Right.
What event are you running in? Where is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Senior Olympics.
Where is it? And when?
When?
Yeah, where and when?
Well, they're all over the country. There's local events, there's state events, and then there's national events.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
What are the age groups?
They start at age 50 and going up to 100.
No kidding. So I'm 54.
Okay.
I could probably run in one.
You would be in the entry level, the 50 to 54.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
A bunch of old people trying to make it without collapsing.
In the... Well, get this.
I'm kidding.
There's less than 2 seconds difference between 60-year-olds in St. Louis and the world record in the 100-meter dash.
I was going to ask you, what kind of times do you turn in on that?
Well, I haven't been competing yet, at least not in this quarter century.
Uh-huh. Same here. But it sounded interesting.
I'll be training and learning new disciplines and learn new techniques and getting healthier and feeling better.
Yeah.
So it's a real win-win situation, Phil. And I would encourage all the listeners, and this is an ongoing theme, you know, we talk about preparedness, and we have excellent advertisers here in Republic Broadcasting promoting these different products to help you be healthy. And I promote it also. You need to get healthy. You need to get your immune system strong. Get up and get out there and get active.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Sure. Garlic and wheatgrass.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
That's part of it. Thank you,
well,
Phil.
John, thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And Bert from Ohio, we lost you there, but you're back.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Outstanding. What part of Ohio are you in, Bert?
Oh, outside of Cincinnati.
Okay. I hear it's a real party town up there.
Oh, I don't know. I got two kids and a wife.
Oh, okay.
So I don't do much party thing, but...
What's your question or comment, please?
Oh, well, I just want to start out with a comment, then a question. This is my first time listening to your show, and I'm not one for opinions. I'm somebody who likes the facts,
right.
And then, you know, being able to reach my own, you know, opinion on things. But I do want your opinion on, because of your background, me being someone who was raised by a 100% disabled Vietnam vet,
mm-hmm.
You know, I have a lot of respect for, you know, your bio. I read it on the email page. Is it true that 75% of our armed forces, the active combative armed forces, is overseas? And with all the things that I hear coming through your show today, wouldn't the people that are actually, you know, in the government realize with immigration and everything else?
You want to hold on through the break, Bert. We're coming up on the break here.
Okay,
please hold. We'll be back after the break. Right?
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller, and we've got Bert from Ohio on hold. Bert, are you still there?
Oh, hi. You're John Morris?
Moore, M-O-O-R-E.
Moore. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, John Moore. Okay.
Right. TheLibertyMan.com.
Okay.
You were making a comment about the number of combat troops inside the United States.
Yes.
Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, we only have 25% or less here. And if all the things that are even remotely true by your callers and some of the viewpoints that you bring to the table, I mean, if people at our level can figure this thing out, certainly people in the higher levels of government can figure this out. My question is, if they can figure this out, why aren't they doing anything about it? Do you think it's just like they're totally maniacal and they can't see past their nose?
Have you ever been part of a large organization, private sector or military, either one, Bert?
Navy.
Navy, okay.
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay. Well, for those listeners who haven't been part of the military or part of a large organization, and all large organizations pretty much work the same. It doesn't matter whether it's the Army, the Navy, or a Fortune 500 company. Most people, most of the time, will put their career and their pension ahead of doing the right thing. I can give you a real crystal clear example, Bert, for a Navy man, and that would be the Gulf of Tonkin incident. You've heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay. The buildup of the Vietnam War and committing 500,000 men to Vietnam was based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which created the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in Congress.
Right.
And it wasn't until fairly recently we know for a fact that it never happened. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. It was a complete fabrication. Now, there were many, many men, hundreds of men, that knew it was a complete fabrication, and they kept their mouths shut for decades, not talking about it, keeping it secret. And there was a big black wall in Washington, D.C., with 58,000 names on it. Most of those names are there because of the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. So, yes, men will keep their mouths shut, and they will not speak up. If it comes to losing their career and losing their pension, they'll keep quiet.
So then what you're saying is that they're fully aware of what's transpiring here at somewhat the level of what the callers are saying and you're saying, but yet they just sit back idly and do nothing? Or
most
do.
There's
else?
Some that are, and I know there's, because I know some of these men, and there are a lot of good patriots out there who are keeping quiet and waiting for the time when they are going to make their move. And that will happen.
Okay.
That will happen.
Okay.
They will make their move. And one of the things, now, since you're a semi Vietnam vet, and I know there's a lot of Vietnam vets out there.
Yeah, Agent Orange victim. So, and he's had a hard way. We had a hard time growing up. We were broke because of it. But anyway, go ahead.
The New World Order is definitely afraid of Vietnam vets. There's still, Bert, about 2,000 Vietnam vets still in the military active duty. Now, the remaining Vietnam vets in the system, as you might imagine, they're all high-ranking officers, are high-ranking enlisted men. And the New World Order regards the Vietnam veterans as the last of the true warriors, and they're scared to death of us. And I don't believe, and from what I'm hearing, they won't make their major moves for about another 2 years. It's going to take about 2 more years for all the Vietnam vets remaining to retire, and then they can make their move.
And one last thing. I spent a lot of time in VA hospitals, you know, transport my dad back and forth and stuff, and I can never understand why. I mean, I'm sure you've probably been in one or maybe close to one or something. They're very dirty. The care of the patients is crappy. And I don't know, I just want to throw that out there because you would think that people who fought for your country would get, like, the best possible treatment. And on top of that, it took 17 years to acknowledge my dad was 100% disabled from 2 tours in Nam, pulling in wounded on helicopters because of Agent Orange, because they'd go in and they'd kick that herbicide up and breathe it in.
Oh, sure.
I guess is how he got that. And I don't know, I was just wanting to throw that in there because even today, growing up, I mean, those things just totally, you know, upset me because I could never understand why.
Well, you've had to live with it.
You've
had to live with it, Bert, your entire life and see it firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the VA is the world's largest healthcare delivery system. There is nothing bigger on the planet. And it's gone through cycles over the decades of becoming dismal and dirty and terrible and improving, and then the whole cycle starting all over again. That's been the way the Veterans Administration has been. And you're absolutely right. The Department of Defense and the Veterans Administration denied for many, many years that people were getting sick from this herbicide, Agent Orange. And they finally, the scientific evidence was overwhelming, and they finally had to admit, yes, it's true. Now the Gulf War veterans have been going through the same thing, and these veterans from this current war, I have no doubt whatsoever will be experiencing the same sicknesses and having to prove all over again that the war made them sick.
Okay.
Bert, we appreciate your call. Is there another comment real quick?
Yeah, before I go, I just want to say thank you for the service that you did for our country, and I'm going to keep listening to your show because I really feel that you have an edge on what's going on. Thank you.
My show, okay, thank you, Bert. My show is Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m., and I'm just substituting tonight for John Stattmiller. And we have Howard from Texas. Howard, are you there?
Yeah, hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the last comment that you made, what's going to bring down this country, by the way, I'm 100%. Disabled veteran from the Army, and it's from Agent Orange.
Right.
But it's from Korea. It's kind of a long story about that, where I got it from.
Were they using it up on the DMZ?
Yeah, well, they had rocks using it. And if you're familiar with Korea, how things work in Korea,
right.
That's what basically was going on. But anyways, John, the last comment that you made, I have not heard anybody hardly even speak about what you just said about these soldiers coming back from Iraq. Because I feel the New World Order, what their plan is to weaken their immune systems and have them bring things back.
Howard, let me tell you how bad it is. The first Gulf War in 91, there's hardly anybody left in the system.
That's right.
Who was in that war and is still part of the military.
That's right.
Hardly anybody.
I just heard there was a whole unit that died 5 years after they came back, and there's only one alive, with somebody's trying to...
One of your fellow Texans, I heard Ross Perot, a fellow Texan, talk the other day about the five former Green Berets that came into his office looking like they had just escaped from Dachau or Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought photographs of what they looked like just a couple of years before that. Healthy, vigorous young men who could have been college football players.
Mm-hmm.
And their health and vigor was just devastated, was just gone. They should have been in the prime of life in their mid-20s.
See, I think they sent the reserves over there and the National Guard, is my own, my personal feeling, is so they would get sick. They can demobilize.
Whether they did it with that intent or not, get sick.
Well, I think there's an intent behind it.
There may very well be.
You know, and I think that's how you ruin our military. Because the reserves, you know, you were in the military, I was in the military. The reserves were supposed to stay behind just to back up the active duty troops. Well, they totally changed all that.
We're close to the point, and it's going to become official Army doctrine very, very soon. There will be no guard. There will be no reserves.
That's
it's just
right.
going to be the Army, period.
And I'm afraid, and with the Mexican nationals coming over, you had, you know, a lot of them are coming over. It's because a lot of them are farmers that had their water turned off. In Mexico, where
really?
The Mexican government told them, you cannot use well water. And so they just...
Get this, Glenn. I just heard today that I'm in Missouri, that the Missouri legislature is considering legislation that would put meters on people's private wells out here in the Ozarks.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, man. Talk about making people angry.
But I think the reason why they did it in Mexico is to push them into the United States. Because that's where they're coming from. A lot of them are coming from. It's because they have nothing left. They cannot grow anything because they have no water. So what do? They go north. So,
well,
I mean,
that's
I think
the only
that
option
was,
left, I guess, for these poor people.
I think that's what the plan was on that one. But, I mean, what I see going on in the United States is the destruction of our military.
Well, the military is being destroyed. There's no doubt about that.
And people are
falling way behind in recruiting new troops. Their reenlistment rates are way, way down. They are, in fact, destroying the military.
No, and I mean, I hardly hear anybody talk about these vaccines.
That's a whole show by itself, isn't it?
And depleted uranium, and I think there was a deliberate move to destroy our military.
Absolutely. Glenn, we appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay. Excuse me, Howard. And we have Glenn waiting from Kansas.
Hi, John. First thing off, I wanted to ask you, do you publish a paper, or are you online?
I have a website, and there's a couple of articles there. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, thelibertyman.com. And my regular show here on Republic Broadcasting, Glenn, is Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m.
Yeah, I got that part. But go again on that. It's not delivery.
D-H-E, liberty, as in
oh,
give me liberty,
okay.
Or give me death.
Okay.
The Liberty Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, secondly, I want to know what you're practicing that for on this running. Is this to or from?
Well, I guess it could be a bit of both.
I
haven't gone on a pair of spikes since 1969. This is going to be a real hoot.
I guess, say, on this little young lady that called about the investments, are you going to tell us what you invest in?
Well, I advise, and I've been doing this professionally for 26, 27 years. I advise people to take care of the basics first.
Now,
sure,
when you're
got,
talking about the basics, what are you speaking of? And also in the goods,
well, the first basic is your health and your skills.
Okay.
If you have no health, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Skills are something that can't be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Skills to make a living and the necessary skills to keep a person alive who's been injured, the first aid and CPR skills.
You'd like to have a lot of rudimentary equipment or implements or what?
Well, as appropriate. The skills,
yeah.
The skills for surviving in the woods,
mm-hmm.
basically the skills of a camper,
yeah.
But camping with stealth, where you're exercising noise and light discipline,
mm-hmm.
which typically campers don't do.
Mm-hmm.
The skills of self-defense, involving armed and unarmed combat, the skills of communication, you're knowing how to use a two-way radio effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the basics first.
Yeah.
At some point, having a stash of gold and silver coins is important, and I certainly advise people to do that and to have that. That's farther down the line. If a person can do it all at once, more power to them.
Well, I like this. There's one fellow there who just like one of your last callers was in Korea. That's where I came from. As the intelligence in the military improves since then, I guess you wasn't too familiar. I mean, not directly, but surely you heard what it was like in Korea, which wasn't very good in my estimation by a long way.
Talking about the Korean War.
Huh? Yes. Yes.
Well, it's only been recently revealed. Now, you know that our top generals during Korea wanted to use nuclear weapons against China and stop them. You do know that, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we did. General MacArthur wanted to stop the Chinese.
Yeah, I know they wanted to, but
President Truman was advised not to do that because China and Russia had nuclear weapons, especially Russia.
But they didn't use them, did they?
It turns out, we just found this out recently, Glenn, it turns out that the man advising President Truman was a communist agent and the whole thing was fabricated. That Russia did not have the ability to use nuclear weapons against us at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had done so, we could not have been opposed. If we had stopped the Chinese using even conventional weapons, which we could have done also.
Who was the individual that was... that they were.
I don't recall, but he was a cabinet level advisor.
Uh huh.
And somebody who had the ear of the president in intelligence matters.
Uh-huh.
And President Truman became convinced because of this one man's evidence, which was fabricated, that if we took on the Chinese to stop them, that we would be met with nuclear weapons from Russia, and that was a complete fabrication.
Okay.
Thank you, Glenn.
Well, I have another.
One more thing.
Okay. Talk about it. I was originally called because I wanted to know about the intelligence thing. See, we'd get shells in like 61s, and they would tell us that can't be, and so we'd have to. And they said they didn't have any 57 recoilless. Well, we'd have to deliver.
You'd have to hand carry it and show it to them. Yeah.
Well,
we had the same thing in Vietnam. We had a Special Forces A team being attacked by North Vietnamese tanks. And higher-level command would not believe that tanks were being used against Americans in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
That was a place called Lang V. And, of course, that was, in fact, what was happening. We had tanks in the wire and tanks attacking Green Berets at a Special Forces A camp.
Well, how could it be that, I mean, our intelligence was, I mean, there would be, he would say that there was only snipers on this Rose Hill or something like that, and yet he'd go over there, and there'd be a company there, and I was there and just had a few more weeks to go at the end, and on heartbreak at the time, and another little knoll was right off the ridge there.
Let me address that, Glenn, and a little bit here. Thank you for your call, please. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that. What Glenn's talking about is sometimes referred to as the fog of war. And anything that goes against what higher level command believes to be reality is not going to be well received. That's what Glenn is talking about. That's happened in every war. It's happening right now in Iraq. The men on the ground are reporting what they're finding and reporting what they're seeing. And if it goes against what higher level people in the Pentagon think, feel, and believe, it's not going to be well received. So, Glenn, thank you for pointing that out. We really appreciate it. And we have Alan, Wheat Germ Alan. Are you there?
This is Wheatgrass Alan.
Wheatgrass.
John.
Well, and, wheat germ's another thing you can eat, too.
Yeah, well, somebody had mentioned wheatgrass a little bit ago, and I told my wife, I said, Denny, this is great. I mean, this fellow is covering all the bases. He's covering the health thing. He's got a good balance on his, and I've really been enjoying your Saturday show.
Thank you. We appreciate that, Alan. Do you have a comment or a question otherwise?
Yeah, I sure did. Should I wait until...
You want to hold over through the break? Yeah. Please do.
Okay.
We have a break coming up, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore substituting for John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report, and we have Alan from Texas. Are you still there, Alan?
Yes, John.
Yes,
do
sir.
You have a hard mail mailing address on your website for receiving information?
I haven't looked at my website for a while, but probably not. I'm not sure.
Right.
If you send me an email, you can get my email address. I'll give you the...
Okay, there we go. We'll do that. Yeah. And there had been some talk earlier tonight about, you know, what are we doing in Iraq and how could people have been misled about that? And did, you know, did the government really think they're going to find this stuff? And every time I hear that kind of discussion, I think of Greg Palast when he came to Austin last year, and he talked for a while. And some of the stuff that he brought up, it was all incredible. I bought the tape and drug it home. I may send you a copy along with some other stuff.
Okay.
But one of the things that he mentioned was that 6 months prior to any mention to the American people of any intent to invade Iraq, the administration had already put together over 100 pages of documents, which apparently, and Greg would be an interesting one to contact and find out where these documents are, exactly what documents are. There were 100 pages already contrived detailing the post-war reconstruction of Iraq. And he said that these pages, 99% of these pages, had nothing to do with water systems, electrical systems, education, or hospitals. He said 95% of this was the privatization of all Iraqi assets.
Yeah, and
there was no ambiguity going in there.
Alan, what you're saying is 100% accurate, and the people who put that together did not do their homework. And here's the reason I'm saying that. The United States signed two treaties, international treaties, saying we would not, we all the signatories, would not invade a country, seize the national assets, and sell them.
Right.
And that's part of the homework that they failed to look at. And because they failed to do so, that entire plan hasn't happened. Their intent was to set up the capitalist heaven, where capitalists could come in, own 100% of anything they bought, pay no taxes, and take 100% of the profits out of the country.
Yeah.
None of it's happened because it can't happen because of those treaties we signed and because the international insurance carriers will not provide insurance for foreign capital coming into that country. You can't conduct business at that level without insurance, and there is none.
What a disaster.
It's an absolute disaster.
Right. Well, thank you for your work. And we're
thank you,
Howard.
We appreciate it. And we have Fred from Michigan. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Please, what's your question or comment?
I called you Saturday at about the same time.
Okay.
Boy, this deal with the hunters over there.
Tragedy, yes, sir.
Yeah, it's something. This fellow is Laotian.
He's Laotian, okay.
And I heard on a Milwaukee radio station today, I can pick him up here, and they were talking about some of the things now. And he claimed that he was actually surrounded by these guys and somebody actually fired a shot into the ground to scare him off and stuff like that. And he was in, from what I understand I heard, he was in the United States military at some point.
He was most likely working with special forces in Laos and Vietnam.
And a bomb waiting to go off.
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
We don't know the details yet, do we?
Well, not this. I'm just kind of relating what I've been picking up off the radio down there. So,
it's a story that's going to be unfolding for months, and it's certainly a tragedy for a lot of families up there. And they all need our these families all need our prayers, including the family of the shooter. You know, it's a tragedy any way you look at it.
It's really bad, and it just shows that, you know, you get people out with weapons sometimes, and you know how many. Think about the ones coming back from some of these other things that have been trained like that or whatever.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Fred, we appreciate your call. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been fun. Be sure and listen to the intelligence briefing tomorrow evening, and I'll be on the air from 1 to 3 p.m. Saturday. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Marijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.